Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your role with the show.
Hey there, my name is Matt Harrington, and I play Chris Bean in The Play That Goes Wrong.
Yes, it's the play that goes wrong. It's going to be at the Kennedy Center's Eisenhower Theater now through August 13th. So only about a week or so left to see it, depending when I run this. So a week or two left to see it. So you got to get your tickets now. Before we get into the actual premise, because that's what sets this thing apart. That's why it's going to be so fun. Just give me just the bigger overview picture. Like, this isn't like a premiere at the Kennedy Center, right? Like, it's a touring show. Like, when did it actually begin?
So the show's had a pretty long life at this point. It began, I want to say about 10 years ago, give or take. A group of guys that came out of Lambda, the acting training program in London, threw together this show right out of school to incorporate the things they'd learned, mainly commedia dell'arte and the comedy classes they'd taken. And they gelled and concocted this show that ran, made it to the West End in London. And after a successful run there, which is still going, transferred over to Broadway, had a successful run there. And then when Broadway closed, transferred off Broadway, is still going off Broadway. It's been going off Broadway since 2019, had two national tours. And so this is the latest in a long, successful line of productions with this show.
All right, cool. Well, without further ado, let's get into the basic premise then. I'll have you say it because I can't use the soundbite if I say it. But yeah,
Okay.
give me the basic premise. You know, there's so many shows in town that people can go see, but this is postmodern, self-reflexive, watching a play break down right before your very eyes.
Yeah, this is a play that's pretty different from most of the stuff you're gonna see around town. It is a play within a play. So what you're going to see is it's opening night of a murder mystery, the murder at Habersham Manor, and it's being put up by the Cornell University Drama Society. And safe to say they're you'd call them an amateur theater troupe, to say the least, to put it mildly. And this is their big opening night. It's all on the line. The pressure's on, and things aren't going well. You could even go so far as to say that things are going wrong. And they keep going wrong, and they keep going wrong. And so the play that goes wrong is about these actors trying to succeed at pulling off this murder mystery against all odds when everything that could go wrong, it's the Murphy's Law of plays.
And the play within the play that you're talking about, is the play itself a murder mystery, or the overall a murder happens while they're trying to put the play on?
No. The play itself is a murder mystery. Think
Okay.
Agatha Christie, think The Mousetrap. It's in
Gotcha.
like, the 1920s, the master of the house is discovered dead in the living room. The inspector's called in, they have to solve the murder. And so the play within the play is this very tight murder mystery. And the bigger play that goes wrong is everything that happens while this acting troupe is trying to get through the play.
I gotcha. So, and I know we don't want to. I always walk a fine line of not wanting to spoil the really big laughs for listeners, but at the same
Yeah.
time, do like a like a movie trailer. You have to give some sort of teaser to entice them to come. So, like, what kind of things go wrong in the play that goes wrong? Like, what can we say that might be in other promotional footage or whatever? I don't want you to have to spoil it.
Wow, yeah, that's such a good question. That's
Or
such a this is
is there a way to speak in general terms? You know, like people from back, are we gonna see backstage stagehands run out to fix things, or you know what I mean? Like, what can we say
yeah.
generally?
Yeah, I think it'd be safe for me to say that you are going to see some backstage people. You are going to see things go missing. You're going to see lines maybe get mixed around. You're going to definitely see things fall apart to varying degrees. The set starts to have some issues. I'll leave it at that. And in true slapstick fashion, there might be a couple hits to the head. So it's kind of those types of things. Yeah, and people having to to sub in. Yeah, I don't want to give away too much, but just think between human error and set error and prop error, it creates quite the combination of mishaps.
I love it. And while the mishaps are stressful for, you know, the characters in the show, for us, the audience, it's hilarious. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, explain. I mean, the Kennedy Center website, I'm just reading from here. It says that the Huffington Post called it, quote, the funniest play Broadway has ever seen. Is that true?
Well, I've not seen every Broadway play, so I can't honestly weigh in. But I will say I got to see it before I joined the company, and it was one of the funniest plays I've ever seen. It's just and I have tried to solve why it's so funny for years now, having done it for years. And I think part of what makes it so funny is that these guys that made it are brilliant, and they're so good at making comedy. And it's a combination of they're doing different styles of comedy oftentimes at the same time or in quick succession. So it's not just a bit and then a bit and then a bit. It's a bit gets proposed, another bit happens, then the first bit comes back. You know, we call it a callback. A callback is when you set something up in act one and then you circle back to it in act two. And so they're able to sort of keep all these balls in the air and then catch one at the perfect time, which just tickles your brain. So there'll be a physical joke, there'll be a pratfall, and then there'll be a wordplay joke, and then there'll be, you know, a situational thing of someone coming in at the wrong time. And they're able to vary it up in the perfect way so that you never get tired. Every time you laugh at one type of thing, a new thing happens in a different way that just hits different. And so the laughs just keep rolling and rolling in that sense.
Awesome. And who's the playwright?
So it's these three gentlemen who came out of Lambda, Henry Lewis, Henry Shields, and Jonathan Sayer are the writers. And they had a few other members of their core company. They're called Mischief is the name of their theater company. And they've gone on to create a franchise. They just closed Peter Pan Goes Wrong on Broadway, which you can imagine, similar idea. They're trying to put on a production of Peter Pan. That one goes wrong.
Oh my God, that is the ultimate job security. They can just keep, you know, just like Weird Al spoofing songs. These guys can just do the blank that goes wrong from here to eternity.
And let me tell you, they have turned it into a TV show. You know, if you like this show and you want more of this, you have plenty to choose from. They're working on Magic Goes Wrong. They have a bank robbery that goes wrong. So they have several live shows. They've got TV shows. I mean, they found their calling.
What's that? Remind us, where do we catch the TV show? What channel is it on?
Oh, you know, you caught me unaware. I don't.
The interview that goes wrong.
I don't know. I've seen clips of it. Maybe I don't. I couldn't tell you offhand.
I can Google it. It's called It's called The Goes Wrong Show.
That's it.
I think it started in 2019 or 2020, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're finding out in real time, baby. I think it's free on the Roku channel, Tubi, Voodoo, Plex, a bunch of stuff. But then great. I think YouTube maybe, but you can rent it. You can also rent it on like Apple TV for like $1.99. It's nothing. But,
so the
but
usuals.
Do that after you come to the Kennedy Center. You got to see it live. Yeah, it's much better. Yeah. It's much better.
Absolutely.
Live.
It truly is. Yeah. I'm not just saying that to sell tickets. This one you really do want to see live because it's a play that goes wrong and there are parts that actually involve the audience. You know, there are moments when the stagehands are actually running around in the house looking for a lost dog. and there's times they engage the audience directly. So it's a totally different experience than sitting at home watching this on a screen. And I highly recommend you get to the Kennedy Center and check it out because you won't experience a play like this again. You really won't.
Yeah, and especially doing it at the Kennedy Center live in person too. Like, of all the venues you could do it, like I'm sure that this production's been performed in other more, I don't want to say rinky-dink theaters, but a smaller theater where it might look like the thing things could fall down and go wrong.
Yes.
But to see it in it, talk about like to the juxtaposition of seeing it, yeah, in a pristine Kennedy Center where nothing's supposed to go wrong, and then to watch it collapse there, yeah, of all places, yeah, it's got to be, yeah, cool.
Yeah, it is a really funny juxtaposition. This is my first time working at the Kennedy Center, and it is so beautiful, and it's just fun to run around the lobby and the theaters and then have things go horribly wrong, like you said, at such a highbrow institution, a national institution.
Slapstick at what was traditionally a highbrow institution, and lately they've really opened it. I gotta commend them. They've really opened it up over at least in the last 10-15 years I've been covering them anyway. Like, really, yeah, opened it up to, I don't know, all, not just the quote unquote high arts, but you know, like they have like all kinds of stuff now. It's great. They have comedians, yeah, that, you know, they have like hip hop residencies. It's really incredible now what they do there.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, real quick, I know you sort of said it at the top, but remind us who your character is, and you know, and who are some of the other characters in the show?
Yeah, so I play, this is where it gets tricky, because everybody plays a character who plays a character, right? Because
you got to do a double performance, basically.
Exactly. So I'm actually playing two people at once, which I don't think I've ever done before. But I play Chris Bean, and Chris Bean is the director. It's his baby. He's the director of the Cornell University Drama Society, and he's also the director of this play, The Murder at Haversham Manor. He designed everything. He designed the costumes and the set, and he's the dialect coach, and he's the fight captain. And he's a very, let's say he's a type A personality. And he plays the Inspector Carter, who gets called in to solve the murder. And so as you watch the play, you're kind of seeing me simultaneously, you know, portray Chris Bean, who's portraying the inspector. And it's always this fun dance between when you're seeing the inspector and when you're seeing Chris Bean start to sort of overflow with rage because his play is just falling apart before his very eyes. And he's having a tough night because he, you know, is so proud of his baby here. And the more things go wrong, the more he just starts to simmer with rage. And it's very funny to watch, but he's not having a good night.
Yeah.
And then you have other members of the troupe. There's Robert, who is a rich baritone, considers himself an Orson Welles, knows he's better than any other actor on stage, and ends up in some pretty embarrassing situations. You have Sandra, who's our leading lady, our femme fatale. And then you have Max. Now, Max's family funded a lot of the murder at Haversham Manor, which there's a rumor that might be how he got the job. But Max just loves a crowd. So he's more interested in the crowd responding to him and laughing than he is the play. And then you have a couple of offstage people. We have our stage manager, and we have our techie, our board op. And I'll just say that they end up doing more than just those jobs as the night goes on.
Gotcha. Well, it sounds really fun. Thanks for that's just enough to wet our whistle there, teaser, without giving it away. You
giving
have
away
to go
too much. Yeah.
See the show, everybody. Well, great. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like that great comedy that it's always fun. I don't know. I'm trying to think. Like, when you're watching, like, a Ben Stiller and Meet the Parents, the poor guy can't catch a break. But for us, the audience, is great. You know, it's watching someone else, like, things go constantly wrong for them and the gazebo catch on fire or whatever. There's a million, there's a million examples of it, but that just came to mind. But, yeah, like, it's, I don't know. It's one of the funniest types of entertainment.
I was literally thinking about it backstage just the other night, and I still haven't come up with an answer, but I go, why is other people's misfortune and pain so funny to us?
Yeah.
Well, some of it, because then it hits a point where it's obviously not funny, right? Which is weird, right? Because there's a point where you go, that's awful, that's not funny at all, they're, yeah, suffering, and yet we're suffering up on stage in this play. Those characters are suffering and people are just laughing, and that's just always so funny to me. I don't know if it's a way for us to kind of let go of our own anxiety. I don't know what it is, but it is funny. You're right. So much comedy comes from watching other people suffer.
I think it's sort of, well, it's like, you know, Chaplin or whatever, the old silent comedian, slip on a banana peel, or yeah. Donald O'Connor and make them laugh and singing in the rain. Donald O'Connor is like singing about making people laugh, but getting hit in the face with 2x4s and stuff. I think it's just like, I think you're right. I think it's we're laughing because thank God that's not happening to us. Same as like a horror movie. We want to go get scared. We want to push the limits of what could go wrong for us.
Right.
But knowing we're in a safe space.
I think that's right.
And you guys catharsis. Are just doing the comp. Say again.
Catharsis.
Yes. You guys, it's similar to horror, but in that, but you guys are doing on the comedy end of it, but
right.
All right. Well, I mean, I have more than enough to work with. I always like to end, like, pretend I'm not even here and you're speaking directly to our listeners, you know, like say, hey everyone, you know, there's a million shows you come in town, but this is the only one you can watch where, you know, it's a disaster unfolding in front of you and you're going to have a blast. Yeah. You know, something along those lines.
Oh, sure. hey, everybody, this is Matt Harrington. I'm an actor in The Play That Goes Wrong. We are at the Kennedy Center until August 13th. I know you've got a ton of performing arts options to expose yourself to while you're here. But if you want to laugh like you've never laughed before, like if you want to just walk out of a theater with a sore belly and tears in your eyes, come down and see The Play That Goes Wrong. You will not regret it. It's a blast. And you'll laugh, I promise. Promise.
Awesome. Well, I promise I had a blast talking with you about it. Again, it's The Play That Goes Wrong at the Kennedy Center in DC now through August 13th. So get your tickets now. Hey, thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, thank you, Jason. Appreciate it.
All right. Be well. Bye.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.